This is the dilemma that faces us every time we interact with our kids. Our children don't have to be in mortal danger in order for us to find ourselves in a growth opportunity. Every interaction with our children, every tiny conversation, and every huge argument carries the potential for everyone's growth. We'll address those interactions throughout this audio, but back to the stairs. So what did I do? Now, I had begun presenting the Scream-Free Parenting material publicly by this time, so I felt an extra motivation to remain calm. Okay, Mr. Scream-Free, what the heck do you do now? I asked myself. Nothing like having your professional reputation tied to your parenting skills. So what did I do? I grew up a little. This was not a situation I could escape with any sense of integrity. It was a situation I could embrace for my own growth and my son's obvious benefit. My son needed me to be two things at the same time, calm and connected. So, I did what I didn't think I could. I created a pause. I knew that the key to growing up was to first calm down. And I knew that I could not do so while staring at my son, staring danger in the face. So, I actually closed my eyes. After a pause, I reopened my eyes and acknowledged him without paying too much attention, saying, "Hey, buddy." And then gently and slowly I moved down the stairs, keeping one eye in front of me and one eye back on him. He kept climbing. After what seemed like an eternity, I reached the bottom of the stairs, walked up behind him, stretched up to reach his legs, and gently but firmly brought him down to safety, holding him tightly in a loving embrace. And I screamed at him to never do that again. Just kidding. A potential disaster had been avoided. I had somehow discovered a resource within me, a place of calm resolve. I grew. I entered the opportunity, stayed in the opportunity, and grew through the experience. The benefits of growth. Now let's talk about you. If you are listening to this audio, you're probably a frustrated parent. You might be facing so many potential opportunities for growth that you just want to run away. Congratulations, life hasn't given up on you yet. The very fact that you face challenging, even overwhelming situations is a testimony to this. For some reason, the universe seems interested in your continued personal growth. But we're the grown-ups, aren't we? By this time in our lives, shouldn't we be finished growing? Not by a long shot. It's more important now than ever to continue our own growth process, inviting our kids to watch us struggle to learn and grow. What you want is for your kids to talk with you, share their lives with you. When you overreact to the information they disclose, you send mixed signals. If you want your kids to eliminate you as a resource for guidance and support, then by all means, stop growing. Continue to escalate in your reactivity and allow your anxiety to guide your responses. However, if you want to be the calm influence, the cool parent your children really need, then do everyone a favor. Keep growing up. As you learned earlier, it's not about them. It's about you. Reflection questions on Chapter 3. Number 1. What's the part of parenting that you find the most challenging? Think about the challenges throughout your parenting history and those you find most difficult right now. Number 2. Several people have said this. I was a much better parent before I had kids. How is your view of parenting different now than it was before you had children? How is parenting more challenging? How is it more rewarding? Number 3. Recall an incident where your reactivity actually made things worse. What could you have done differently? What's a possible different outcome? Number 4. How much do you consider yourself a grown-up? How has becoming a parent asked you to continue growing? Number 5. What benefit might it have for your child to see you still striving toward maturity, still seeking your own growth?